talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Friends, how's it going, guys? Here we are once again, every Sunday from 1 to 2 in the studio, latalkradio.com, the best internet talk station. Oh, in the entire world,
the best.
The best. How's it going, guys? This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I am your host, David Cohen. In the studio today, we got Aiden.
Hello.
We got Dr. Michelle.
Hello.
Who you can actually check out every single Friday on LA Talk Radio at 11.
Yes, you can. On the couch.
On the couch with Dr. Michelle. It's the best. It's just the best. Name. Right? Isn't that a good
on
name?
On the couch.
On the couch with Dr. Michelle. Check it out. Yeah, guys. So, I don't know. Today, today's looking like a good day.
Yeah, it
I woke
is.
Up, I was like, today's going to be a good day. I say that every Sunday. You know why?
Why?
Because every Sunday is a good day. Every single day is a beautiful day.
That's amazing.
It's a new experience.
I'd like to think like you.
Right?
Right.
Nah. Today's show topic, I came up with, it was actually inspired by an email by a boy of the name of Josh, I believe. Josh was his name. Josh, thank you so much for emailing me and inspiring me to for today's show topic. I'll read the email. It goes, Hi, Dave. I'm tired of asking my parents for money for gas, food, dates, and all that. I'm trying to get a part-time job. I don't know what I should do first or how to find out about it. I'm willing to work, but I'm a junior in high school. Can you give me some tips on getting a job? Thanks, Josh. Well, Josh, little did you know that this entire show is going to be based on how people like you can get a job.
Lucky boy.
He's lucky boy.
What
He's
a lucky
get help
boy.
Today,
there
huh?
you go. So check this out. Pretty much, getting a job is, it's, I'm actually very happy that you emailed me this, because getting a job is like something that, like, in your teen years, it's something new, you know? It's like entering an entire new threshold. Like, you've had school, you know, your entire life. Okay, that's all. There's nothing new and different, you know, homework, textbooks. But then when you go to jobs, it's just like, it's a completely new responsibility. It's like a completely different aspect of a part of your life that's going to be with you probably for the rest of your life,
yeah,
you know?
It's the first step into adulthood.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because you're going to have that all the time.
All the time.
That different new responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I don't know. I don't want to say it's like, it's, I don't know. It's just a new thing. Like, getting a job is a new thing. I personally have had, how many jobs?
I don't know. How many? You tell me.
Damn.
Three or four?
Well, you've told me you worked at a rib restaurant or like a barbecue restaurant.
My first job was at a surf shop.
Oh.
First job was a surf shop for like
fun.
2.5 years.
Good for you.
Then
it's
a yogurt place.
That was fun.
Right?
Then I went to a yogurt place.
How did that go for you?
I don't know. I didn't really like yogurt business.
Okay.
Just because like people are so demanding.
Oh, like, food services food is services. Tough.
And I worked
Give
at...
Give me my yogurt.
It, right?
People are intense
and,
about their food, aren't
and
they?
I they really are. And I yeah. worked at a another food restaurant with like just a bunch of ribs and pastas.
Barbecue
and
stuff.
So just,
were you a waiter there?
Yeah. I was a waiter and
was
I was
in
a...
everything.
Yeah, I was in everything there. I was a cashier, waiter, takeout.
Did you make good tips?
Yeah, I did. But the place, actually, they made you turn in your tips at the end of your shift.
Oh. Yeah. So everybody split them.
What?
Yeah, everybody split them, right?
Like the bus boys or girls and all that. So were people really obnoxious in that job?
Oh, yeah.
People are demanding
Okay,
food.
Well, okay. The thing about it is, like, it's kind of how you interpret it. Like, it's kind of how you, like walk in the door and, like, your mindset. Like, if you walk in, like... You need to know you're dealing with the public, like especially people's food.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me?
People are intense about
people
their food.
People are crazy with what they eat.
Right.
You know? It's like people aren't just going to put anything in their mouths.
I know. Don't you? Oh, God. Don't you hate those people? You're such a teenager.
I'm sorry.
I swear.
No. Go on.
Anyway, people are like... Really, aren't they like a drag when they like demand to like they send their food back? I mean, that's part of like working in
no.
a restaurant.
Okay, one rule of thumb in any job.
Yes.
Any job.
Yes.
Is like you're gonna have good days and bad days.
Right.
You're gonna have like you're gonna have days where just something is off, like something is weird. Like there's gonna be more people than regular that day that are just douchebags. You
right,
know?
Right.
And then there's going to be other days where people are just, like, really nice.
Right,
and
right.
you're just like, oh, that's weird. That's kind
of
cool.
And you have to, like, not let it get to you when
you're in that
situation of people yelling at you and managers yelling at you and things like that. So
No.
Yeah. So, okay, so you worked in the surf shop and the yogurt shop, and then you worked in the restaurant with ribs and all that.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're working now, aren't
you?
Yeah,
I have two jobs now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's amazing. What are you doing?
I work at the ice rink, actually, that we last show. Actually, yes, last show, 2 weeks ago, we had a Haiti relief.
Oh, wonderful.
For
it was a benefit?
Yeah, it was a benefit thing. For we had the ice rink at where
awesome.
I work. And I also work at the Levi's.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah.
You're in a mall?
Jeans, yes.
Do you like that?
I do.
That's awesome.
It is a good job.
So how do you balance like school? You're a senior, so how do you balance school and work? Do you balance that pretty well?
How do I balance school and work?
You just tell your manager.
Yeah.
They're typically pretty
like,
nice.
Believe it or not, it does, you know, managers do make a big impact on like how
you just have to have a cool one.
Yeah. I mean, not necessarily like you have to have a cool one.
Understanding.
Yes. Somebody that understands. Like, and most managers, actually, I want to say like a good majority of managers. Like, if you're like, listen, I'm in high school. Like, I want to work here. You know, and you have to, you really, truly, like, you have to convince them that, like, you want to work there.
Right.
Like, if you want to get a job, if you want to sustain a job and be able to, like, keep that job and still have your slack from your managers.
Right.
Like, you have to show them that, like, you will be there for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you have to get the point across that, like, okay, like, I'm a hardworking teenager.
Right.
I want to work, you know. I want to make money, and I also want to help the company.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, I still have homework.
I'm pretty sure they'll all know that there is a responsibility that comes.
Because they're
sure.
hiring teenagers. I mean, that usually most of the workforce, I mean, when I go into the mall and I go into, like, the cool clothing stores, you know, like you said, you work the Levi's store.
Right.
Really, most of them are teenagers or young adults.
Yeah.
So they're prepared to hire younger people because they know that they can rely on them. You know, for that, and they're going to sell the product really well too, because they identify and they wear the product, which is great.
No,
both of
you
guys wear the
product. You
so.
Know, you got to
exactly.
Also, like if you're selling a product specifically, like for example, Levi's, you know, or something like that. You got to love the company you work for.
Interesting.
You do because it's I also worked at a kiosk. You know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Wait, a kiosk?
It's one of those little things in the middle of the mall that's
for
set up?
People listening, for those of you who don't know what a kiosk is, it is one of those... When you go to the mall and you see, like, the little setups with like one person and just like one chair.
Like basically a booth. And
yeah,
they have
right.
their little stuff
exactly.
out.
And a bunch of products yeah. and you have to go up to people. I was one of those guys that like you question whether you should go to the mall or not because those guys are there.
Oh,
like one of the guys that like right. come up to you and you're yeah. like, hey, try this.
Right.
Hey, do this. You
I'll
know?
Walk by, you know, one of these kiosks and this guy yeah. will go, can I give you some hand lotion?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I know
wait
what you
for
love.
Me.
Right.
Yes,
exactly.
Like, you know what? You look like you have dry skin. I'm like, shut up. And I'll walk, you know, it's like, I'll show him my dry skin, you know, yeah, I'll flip yeah. them off or something.
I know your needs.
Yeah.
Right.
I know exactly what you like.
Right. Or those people that approach you with steam irons.
Yeah.
Hey, let me iron your yeah. clothes. It's like, get yeah. away from me. You're scaring me. But you're, so you, were you obnoxious?
Yeah.
At
oh,
your
I was
kiosk?
So obnoxious.
Oh.
Was it like hand lotion or what kind of product was it?
No, it was, yeah, it was lotion.
Don't say the product. I don't think you should.
No, I'm not going to say the product.
Okay.
Yeah. It was lotion with products or with elements from the Dead Sea in it.
Mm.
And no, the product was way cool.
I've seen those. Yeah.
yeah. It was way cool.
Sea salt and stuff.
Sea
yeah.
salt, yeah. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I like had to teach myself how to like love the product.
Oh.
Like I had to teach myself how to just like truly, truly, truly
yeah.
believe that like this product was good, and it was good. It was
yes.
a really good product. I'm not knocking it at all. It is
mm-hmm.
it is a great product.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
How did you lose that job? I mean, what was like the situation that did you like quit because it was really intense and you didn't like
no
being there or what?
Well, okay. When I started out working there, like yeah, I tried so hard to
mm-hmm.
get people to buy, and
right.
I was like, you know, this little like 17-year-old kid, like, hey guys, what's up? Like, you know,
yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, with my little smile, like my curly
assertive.
Hair. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and I was just,
exactly.
I was a little kid, like, hey guys, want to try some lotion? People were like, no. I want to try your lotion.
No, go away.
You can't
okay.
take any of that personally.
No, I didn't. I totally didn't. And then I'm actually thankful that I had that job because it made me a more assertive person. You know,
right.
I learned how to go up to people and be like, hi, try this. And then they'd be like,
oh.
nope. Or they'd be like, oh, that's cool. And then I'd be like, oh my gosh, your nails. I have to show you something.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh, your nails. They look like hell.
No, and then no. I'd be like, they'd be like, oh, well, I really have to go. I'd be like, listen, ma'am, this will take 30 seconds of your time. I promise you will not regret it. This will be the most glorifying 30 seconds of
oh,
your time.
Oh, damn.
Right? When
I'd
they
hire
show
you.
A little bit of interest, you go in for the kill.
Right?
Now,
and you just
they,
don't
that's
stop.
It.
That's right.
That's it. That's
so
it.
That's interesting. So,
so
yeah,
so yeah.
Okay.
It closed down. So
oh,
basically,
closed
I,
down. Okay, so they just
yeah.
decided to close
I,
it down.
I was working so hard, and then like I don't know, I'd say three months in, it was just dead. Like I would work there 6 hours a day,
right?
Literally 6 hours a day,
right?
And it'd be dead.
That's why people close down.
Like
yeah.
completely dead. So I just decided like later at night. Like, you know, during the day I would go up to people, but when I got like 8, 9 o'clock and like there literally was nobody in the mall, I'd just sit in a chair.
Yeah.
I'd literally just like sit in the chair and
Wait for people to come to you
and
to,
like
yeah.
count freckles on my arm. Like, like really.
Sounds like fun.
That's a responsible teen worker.
Right?
Not.
But yeah, right.
Count freckles on my arm.
It's true. What are you supposed to do?
Okay, so let's help Josh out.
Let's
he
help
wants
Josh
to figure out.
Out.
So it's kind of, it seems like hard, probably.
Mm.
Did you find it hard when you started to look for your very first job?
Did I find it hard? No,
yeah.
Not at all.
Okay.
Sorry, what were you going to say? Go.
Oh, no, nothing.
No.
Well,
I think he's going to say something.
There was a thought in my mind about the economy now.
Go.
Right.
Which would make it really, really difficult on somebody trying to hire, considering they don't really want an inexperienced teenager for
yeah.
their money. At this time.
This is true.
And then I feel like when you first started getting a job, it might have been a little easier than it would be now.
Interesting.
It was.
Right.
It
so
was.
That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost.
And
it,
believe
yeah.
it or not, there's a difference.
Yeah, there
oh
is.
My
so.
God,
there's
a big
but
difference,
then on the
yeah.
other hand, Aiden, employers don't pay, you know, teens are willing to work
for minimum wage.
True.
And so, you know, I think they're
yeah.
like better. They're like better if they're
yeah.
like you guys,
yeah.
who are
also,
intelligent, you know, young men who would like to get a job, and you present yourselves really well. You do.
Yeah.
I would think that they'd like be
yeah.
thrilled to hire. But I hear what you're saying. The economy
Josh,
suck.
Josh, specifically for you, I made like this little like list, almost like a step by step kind of thing you can do.
Good.
To just to get a job.
Yeah.
Just like things you can do. Okay, how to get a job, and like once you have a steady source of income, like what to do, and like just kind of something that definitely will help you in life.
Not just you, but really any teenager.
Yeah, any teenager. Yeah.
This goes to anybody who's having troubles with this.
This goes to like anybody. Just.
And most states have what do you call? You have to get like a work permit if you're under 18.
Yeah. So work permits. What you do for a work permit? Just to let people know. If you are under the age of 18, all you have to do is you go to your school like administrative office.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let's say you go to Los Angeles Unified School District.
Okay.
Okay.
You're in Los Angeles.
You'd go to the LAUSD. Like office, district office,
okay,
and ask for a work permit. Have your manager, like bring it back to your manager. Have them sign it,
okay,
and like have the people at the Unified School District sign it,
right?
And then
you're done.
Yeah, you're
and
done.
Then you get you've got a work permit.
It's
so
pretty
they say,
simple.
Yeah, it's pretty
your
simple.
Your parents, and then you just like have to turn that stuff into the
so
employer,
it's not that big of a deal.
Your employee, yeah, all right. That's it. Okay, so Josh, list of things: how to get a job. For one, dress nice. Like, be presentable.
Yeah.
Like, you...
That's important.
Yeah, it really is. Like, you would be so surprised at, like, how much of a difference, like, dressing nice. Like the little things can make such a big
difference.
The first
impression makes a big impact.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right when they see you, this kid takes care of himself.
Yeah.
He's clean. He's orderly.
Right.
Exactly. And that's what employers think about.
Right.
You know, make eye contact.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
true.
My God. Like, making eye contact is probably one of the, like, most important things. I will tell you. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I will tell you the reason why I have gotten hired at multiple jobs is I truly, like, when I talk to a person, I look at them in the eye. And I just, like, I feel them and like respond back to them, but like you just like I don't know.
Yes, you don't have creepy scary eyes.
No,
you have
not like creepy like oh my God I'm gonna stare you down, but more
like you're interested in what they're saying and you're open and you're calm.
Yeah.
Too.
Just soft eyes with like a proud voice behind it.
Exactly.
Just don't
right.
don't
exactly.
don't be like shy or faltering. Just
yeah.
Yeah, don't try not to be nervous. I think that's a really important thing too, and I think a lot of teens probably get pretty nervous because you know they're self-conscious about
Dude, you got to be comfortable with who you are. You know,
right.
you got to be like
and you just have to present it.
Yeah, you just got to show it. Another thing, smile. Smiling is so good. Like why not smile?
It shows you're more relaxed.
Yeah, and it shows you're just like a nice person.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, he smiles. He must
be nice. when the public they'll think the public will really like your face if you're smiling and mellow.
Yeah.
But if you're firm and interested in what you do, you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Hey, I'm here for a job interview.
That's a scary face. If this were television, you would see David Cohen's face is very scary right now.
not too appealing to a manager.
Yeah, that smile is kind of, that's like a nightmare kind of smile.
Yeah.
But.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so, all right.
Have a sense of humor.
All right.
That's
right.
One. That's
lighten
a good
up.
One.
Lighten up's a good one.
And be outgoing. Be outgoing is another one. You know, be kind of like that guy. I would say, like, be that person, guy or girl, whatever. Be that person in the room that, like, you just, like, there's just something about, like, your essence to where, like...
Make sure they know that you have a purpose in what you're doing there. Don't just go there to be like, yeah, dude, my parents told me to get a job.
Right.
And
right.
I'm getting a job.
No, it's like, hey, you know, I really like a job. I'm really into people. I like, I love, let's just say, yogurt. I love your yogurt. It's really good.
That's what I said.
You know, did you
sit up straight?
Yeah.
That's that would, believe it or not, make a big difference. Like, if you're just sitting there, like, leniently in your chair, the person's going to look at you and be like, well... This kid doesn't seem very excited. Probably seems a little lackadaisical.
Body language
don't really
is
want him.
So important. Yeah. And also, if you're sitting there in an interview, you know, sit up straight, you're right on Aiden. And I think, too, with body language, By the way, you can see my body language video on expertvillage.com.
Oh,
just
God,
type in
you
body
can.
Language.
You can, by the way. I'm going to throw that out there.
Thank you. And yeah. It helps people with learn how to sit and interview for a job.
It does.
Don't play with your hands either.
No kidding.
Do not play with your hands.
And if you have open body gestures, in other words, you don't cross your arms, you don't cross your legs, that's closing yourself up. That's a subliminal thing, meaning I have some insecurities and I'm protecting myself. Open your arms, rest them comfortably on the armchair or wherever you're sitting. Open your legs, or you can cross your legs comfortably. And like David said, look straight ahead. Like you said, great posture.
Yeah.
Comfortable, non-uptight body language is where it's at, because people pick that up.
Yeah, they do. They really do. So that's basically pretty much just like a basis of like how to get a job.
Yes. How to get the interview lockdown. Like just how to go there, be presentable, be proud, and just have him think, oh, wow, this guy is going to do well in my shop.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and just like when, like questions that you would get asked usually by like an interviewer is just like, I don't know, a lot of things that I've gotten asked a lot, actually, I almost want to say like every interview I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah. Is, what do you want to do with your life?
Interesting.
They always ask me that. What do you want to do with your life?
What do you tell them?
I tell them I want to be on radio and I want to be a musician.
Okay.
They would
love,
but I love my
your yogurt.
Response to that.
What's your
what do you want to be?
they would just suck it up, and I would be completely honest with them.
Yeah.
I'd just say, you know, want to get good grades in high school, go to a good college, then study psychology, settle down, make modest $80,000 a year, and just help people.
That's
and
really good. Boy, that's, you know, I'd hire you.
They would, right? And it's being completely 100% honest, and they would just think, wow, this kid is genuine. He just wants to help people. Think about how that would be in their shop.
That'd be
that's
so
a great
good.
Idea.
Yeah, I think they'd suck that one up.
They really would. So, Josh, advice for you is, be prepared. Be prepared for an answer of, like, what, you know, sometimes...
Lie to them, Josh.
Lie to them. No, because I think a lot sometimes, you know, a lot of teenagers want to, like, be musicians. And that's real, and that's realistic and all that. Or, you know, there's sometimes you just kind of... Do. And that's great. But, I mean, have other things prepared, like, you know, I want to... You know, have a future kind of laid out, even if you don't think of it
first. You could pull the passion card.
Yes. The passion card is good.
So easily.
The passion card is good.
Yeah, I'm looking to become a musician, really excited about it.
Yeah.
And just make sure that you're, like... super duper into it.
Yeah, passion card is really good too. And other interests and hobbies.
Yeah.
When I said musician, it just like I don't know. It always sounds good to like say that you are into some like creative art.
Uh-huh.
True.
Yes.
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Just letting you guys know what's going on. We're talking about jobs as teenagers, like how to get a job, how to you know, just, I don't know.
Present yourself, kind of
like expand your state of well-being by getting a source of income.
How to be a teenager in this time and do it well by getting a job and taking that next
step.
That's
like part-time after
and how
school.
To do
exactly.
It.
Exactly. If you guys want to call in, talk about it, you have any advice, you have any questions, anything you want to say, call us. Number is 323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815. Or you can email me, dcsboarding, that's BORDING 514@AOL.com.
Cool. That's good.
That's what's up.
And we're answering Josh's question. So, you guys have given great ideas, I think. And also, how, you know what I'm wondering is...
What are you wondering?
How... I think what I also get from Josh here in your email when I look at it is that he kind of doesn't know how to figure out what he wants. I mean, how did you just like go and just apply for a whole bunch of jobs? Is that what
No.
What did you do when you decided to look for work?
Fuck. I mean, sorry.
That's okay. It's internet radio. FCC is not,
bad.
Watch it, okay? You're a teen show.
I know,
thank
right?
You.
It's bad.
Even Dr. Michelle doesn't say that. I don't say
God
that
David.
On our show.
I apologize.
Okay, so you went to work at the mall?
I got lucky. Yeah, okay. I got lucky. I got lucky in the sense of where I don't know, as a kid, like 13, 14, 15, I'd always gone into the surf shop. And it was in the mall, little surf shop in the mall. And one day I just like went in and I'd like known the people there, you know, just because you go in, you're like, oh hey, what's up?
Right.
Like, oh hey, what's up, little man? Like,
you know.
One day they were just like, hey, we're hiring. Do you want a job?
Perfect.
You should like come in and interview. And I was like 15 years old. I was with my dad. I remember I was 15 years old. I was with my dad. I was like, yeah, I'm down for a job. And my dad was like, well, Dave, you know, we got to talk about this. She's like, all right, we'll come back later at like 6 o'clock. I was like, okay. I came back. I got the job. Just
wow.
Like, just she asked us a few questions about surfing, and I was like, that's a fin on a surfboard. That's what it is.
That's a fin. You know? Yeah, that's right.
What are the suits that you wear to keep you warm? Wetsuit. Yes.
Whoa, this kid knows a lot. But you knew a lot about surfing because you had been a surfer, so it helped the fact that you had that experience.
It did help. Sure. It did help. But
so,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, basically, I don't know. I got lucky in that sense.
So would you say to Josh to go into stores maybe, he may like?
Definitely.
That makes sense because considering you need to like kind of at least know the product that you'd be backing behind, you should probably go to something that you have
a little
hobby
research.
About.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah.
Really try and get the feel of the place you're going to, because if you go to a place that, you know, is just going to be some dark, eerie cave all day.
Yeah.
You're just going to be sitting there bummed out.
Really?
You aren't going to enjoy it whatsoever.
Exactly.
And that's, like, you've got to have a job that you at least somewhat find pleasant.
Yeah, like, a job that you don't mind.
Yeah.
Definitely, Josh, I would say go, like, look for something in the area that interests you. Because, yeah, like, not only will you, like it more, but it'll also like boost your chances of actually getting the job if it's something that you're passionate about or something like you're at least interested in.
That's exactly what my dad says.
You know? Yes.
Work is only work if you don't like it.
Uh-huh.
Right. Right.
That makes sense. Right. I mean, and there's going to be a lot of stuff. Jobs are jobs. You know, you're going to have work no matter how cool the job or company is. So
right,
be prepared
right.
for some days to not be as great as others, like you said
like,
earlier.
Yeah.
And the thing to remember is that you are earning money. So you're gaining experience, you're making good contacts and references, and you're connecting with – you're always learning socially about how to work with public and all that. Even though a job may suck, you're really learning, at, you know.
Yeah.
And you it's great just to try to hang in there, even if it's not fun.
Right.
Yeah,
or
it's,
cool.
It's that first step into the new life of adulthood. Even though it's a minor one and you're still a teenager, it's getting the feel of how a job is going to be.
Exactly.
So you're going to go through a few jobs until you finally get the feel of like what it should be like, where you should be in the job aspect of life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially as a teenager, it's going to be different.
So. I really admire you, David, for getting. Well, it just happened, I guess. You went into the store, they knew you, and you were 15 years old. But
you
look
thank
older,
you.
So they probably thought you were a lot older because you look about 2 to 3 years older than you are.
True.
You know.
Thank you.
So
thanks.
I'm thinking that's that nice that was they probably no, and you're mature. I mean, you're a mature young man. So, when I was 18, my parents
Dr.
were like
Michelle.
Hinting to me. My parents were like, okay, you're
job,
going to college, you know, I think you should probably, like, think about getting a job.
Dr. Michelle.
Yes.
I totally was going to ask you this question, and I completely forgot to.
What?
Can you tell us about, like, some of your, like, past job experiences?
Oh, I'm really embarrassed.
No, totally not.
No, when I was, like, 18, my parents were like, okay, here's your car, go to college, you can live at home because the college I went to was close, which was kind of easy for me. It was cool. I didn't have to figure out I wasn't sort of psychologically ready to go out and do like scholarship go away far. I just wasn't ready, and I'm glad because I was really stupid when I was 18 and 19 and 20 and 21. Anyway, so
we just see this flashback of Dr. Michelle like on a couch like like at a frat party or something.
No, I wasn't a stoner. I was a very responsible girl, although I did all the things that teenagers did. So, okay, 18, went out and, you know, finished high school and started going out that summer. And I got hired in a Mexican restaurant as a hostess.
Really?
How's that embarrassing?
Well, I'll tell you. I was hired as a hostess.
Well, she'll tell you, Amy.
And then all of a sudden, like the first day, they go, we're going to train you on the cash register. So I go, okay. So they trained me as a cashier, in one day.
Okay.
And why? Well, people are there. And I'm
live. On the air.
On the air.
Live,
and
on
I'm
the
trying
air.
To
yeah.
get it. I'm trying to, like, get it. I'm trying to get it. And then I'm writing all these notes down. Yeah. And then they go, okay, you know what? We want you to, like, serve, if people want beer, they had a beer and wine license. We want you to be able, like, if the waiters are overwhelmed, for you to serve some, you know, some liquor, yeah. which you can do if you're in some restaurants. 18, you can do it really? Here in this, yeah. So I went, okay, great. So I did that. I was just overwhelmed. And, yeah. and they had me, they said, okay, you're working, you know, this is summer, so I wasn't in, you know, college quite yet. And they said, well, you can work an 8-hour shift, but it was like more like a 10-hour shift because they were so needy of employees. And after wow. like 3 days of working me like 10 hours and yelling at me, this boss was so mean. And clients, you know, I mean, what, the public in a restaurant.
Yeah.
They're yelling, you know, we want our drinks. We want this seat. We don't want that seat. Well, and I was a stupid hostess, and yeah. I was so overwhelmed. Yeah. I quit. I just wow. said, you know what? This sucks. Well, I gave up. I did the wrong well, thing because I quit. And then my parents went, oh, God, she's really going to be a loser.
Well, no, so, I'd consider that a good thing that you quit and yeah. you didn't
They weren't up front with me.
And,
Dr. Yeah. Michelle, you're not a loser.
Thank you. Well, I went back to school, and then I got my PhD, and I learned what I wanted to do in life. So that was it. That's but great. Anyway, then I was I worked for an accountant for the rest of the summer as his secretary. And he was grumpy and mean, and he used to yell at me. I used to do letters for him and answer his phones that's and this and that. And that was tough.
Yeah.
That was tough. But I hung through it.
Did you get more than minimum wage?
No, I got minimum wage.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How many hours were you working?
I worked, I think I was working 8 hours. I was working like 9 to 5.
A day?
Yeah. But that was summer.
Oh, okay.
Before college.
Okay.
That was summer before college.
Okay.
Then
was this like senior year of high school?
No, it was summer after senior year. So after that, you know, I was So I was done and I was getting ready to go. So I when I started college, I quit because I just it was too intense emotionally as well. So, yeah, but I mean, though, yeah. you know, that was probably it. And then when I went to college, I started communications classes. So I worked at the public radio station, and that's how I got into radio.
That's way
I
cool.
just volunteered myself to work that's forever cool. for free. At yeah. And I wrote news, and I just learned how to. And that was when I was at the college radio station, and that was like I was 20. I was 28, 19, 20.
Dr. Michelle, I want to ask you something. And you know, this is now. This is going like a little off of Josh's thing, like a little more of like okay. What if you've had a few jobs?
Right.
Question. Mm. When you were like 18, 19, and like you weren't like too successful in these different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
did you ever feel like did you ever like get moments where you're just like, oh shit, I'm not going to be able to ever complete anything in my entire life because I can't like. Withstand simply like being a waiter. Like if I can't be a waiter, right. I can't do anything.
Exactly.
Right.
That goes back to what my dad said. You have to find something you enjoy, or else it'll just be a job and not a passion.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like my dad does something he absolutely loves.
And awesome.
And you can tell he enjoys it,
yes.
but, you know, work is going to stress you out because the time that you put into it.
Exactly.
And, of course, it does stress him out to an extent.
Sure.
But he still loves it.
Yeah. That's
and he
so
still
cool.
enjoys what he does.
That's a great role model for you, too.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of teens have parents that do things they don't like.
Yeah.
Their
they
jobs
don't like
suck,
it.
And they're just unhappy.
The,
you know?
The other great thing about going with that little road is once you find something that you really, really love and you just follow through with it, no matter what the pay is, as long as you're getting by, you will elevate and you'll get to the point where you can make more doing something that you thoroughly enjoy.
Right.
Exactly. I was lucky because I started out, I loved radio when I was in college. So I started making what are called air checks, which are how you get a job in radio in Los Angeles and every city in the country.
Yeah.
In other words, you pull things off the air and you edit and you send it out. So I was lucky enough because the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, was really cracking down on hiring women and minorities. They were saying you have to hire a certain amount of women and minorities because it was all, you know, old school, you know, for years. So I was right in the right place.
Yeah.
I was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And I started I was crazy. I had all these air checks of news and being a DJ on the college radio station. And I was, you know, and I just started sending them out to every station in Los Angeles. Yeah. And I got calls from some really incredible stations. KLOS called me.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's still the rock and roll station. I was, yeah. But I was a fill-in news person there. I got a job over.
Even today, you're yes. a fill-in news person.
Exactly.
On K-Earth 101.
That's right. And yeah. I love it. So I was lucky enough not to go on and on, but I was lucky yeah. enough to do my passion and then do radio for, you know, a couple of several years. Yeah. I went to San Francisco. I worked for ABC. It was so cool.
Wow.
But then I came back and went, you know what else I love? Just like you, Aiden. Yeah. I love psychology. So I went back to school, and I was doing radio and TV. I did some TV stuff. I was a reporter, a travel reporter on syndicated stuff that was, you know, on NBC. And, you know, it was syndicated, so it was on all the networks around the country. So,
right.
I was so lucky. But then I loved psychology, so I went back to college. Lucky enough, I have a great husband who supported me in that. And I got my PhD, and then I did my hours, and I did my tests and all that. So now I'm lucky enough to be a psychologist and do radio. And I am just like the luckiest person on this earth. To Josh or anybody else out there, if you can find things that you love life.
Yeah.
You get up every day. Sure, you have bad days. But you get up every day and you go, damn, I'm doing what I want.
Right.
You know?
It's not, you know, you like even if your job starts early, you'd probably wake up at 6 and not be too bummed out.
Right.
Perfect little parallel for any teenager. Look at school. That's basically what your job is right now.
Right.
You wake up, bummed out. Oh, boy, got stuff to do today. So stoked for this. Yay. But, you see, if you enjoy it and it's something that you're passionate about,
right.
then you wake up, oh, yay. I get to go skateboard and make money.
You know.
And there will be those jobs, though, that you kind of... You know, you've interviewed on a lot of jobs, and you kind of, your favorite place, you really didnn't get hired at, but you're going to just go ahead and take the yogurt place job.
Oh, yeah.
Then you just roll with it.
There's, of course, going to be, you know, jobs and times where, you know, you're not going to get the job you want. You're not going to get, you know, the greatest thing in the world simply because, you know, it's just not meant to be right now.
Right.
You know, maybe there's something, like, within you where
you
got to
work your way there.
Yeah. You know, like you got to do it.
Yeah, that's true. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's
and it's just. Oh, sorry. I had
hiccup.
Hiccupy burp gas.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
No problem.
On the
no
radio.
Problem. If you guys want to talk about my burp gas, you can call us at 323-203-0815.
I don't think they're going to want to call you, David.
I don't think they're going to want to call me either.
Yeah, really. I think you just scared off about 1,000 listeners locally.
Bajillion people.
What is it?
323-203-0815.
And how can people get in touch with you if they like to email you, like all these people? I'm looking at all your emails here. Whoa.
I know. I do have a few emails that I have to get to.
Wow.
We got DCS Boarding. That's BORDING 514 at AOL.com.
Okay.
If you guys want to email me, you can talk to me. You can say anything to me you want. And hopefully I'll...
Really anything.
Really, like literally anything.
Okay.
Like you can, you know, talk to me. And maybe... If you're like Josh, thanks Josh, by the way, if you're listening, you know who you are.
you know who you
thank
are.
Thank you for inspiring me to talk about this for the show topic this week. Because that's just what's up. You know, we need outside people for inspiration.
Nice.
Here we go. I want to get to an email really quick.
Okay.
On all right.
Dave. Whoa.
Oh, whoa. Dave. I get very jealous at every turn with my ex-girlfriend. Okay, so this is a relationship email. Dave, I get very jealous.
It doesn't say ex, does it?
No.
I get very jealous at every turn
with my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. We're
I'm
all
sorry.
Reading it together here on the computer.
Yeah, yeah. Every time she does not answer my page,
like,
or when she
like
is not at home. Yeah. Maybe like a pager?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, when she is not at home, I get these thoughts of her being with someone else. She tells me she loves me and will never cheat on me. Every time I get jealous, my stomach hurts and I can't sleep. I feel angry and hurt. I love her. Aww. But I keep thinking she is hiding something from me and I can't make that feeling go away.
Aww.
Well,
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it is a little sad. I want to know something that is left out of this email, which would make a big difference. Has there ever been anything in like the past? Or something where like is there probable cause for you to think that your girlfriend is cheating on you?
You've got to think about it and question if this is just you. Because that could be the case. But then again, it could not be. But you really have to question whether or not this thought is justified by, like think about how much love she shows you, how much attention she gives you. Because if she's holding back, that means it's going somewhere else.
Right.
So just really try and analyze whether or not she is putting forth the love that she has inside her to you and completely to you.
Yeah.
You're going to make a great psychologist, Aiden.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I would come to you. I really would. I'd come see you. Wonderful. I think also psychologically speaking too, though, I think that, what's his name? Jesse. I think Jesse? Yeah.
No,
I think
that's a different email.
No.
No, I think it's the really? Same. I think there's just a space that he wrote between.
Oh, then I didn't get to finish the email.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
That's all right.
Second part of the email. I don't know where to start to make things get better on my part.
Oh.
I try very hard to keep these thoughts out of my head, but they will not go away. I asked my girlfriend if she ever gets jealous with me. What? I asked my girlfriend.
I think there, if she he ever just misspelled. He put every, but I think he meant to say if she ever gets jealous with me.
Okay.
I asked her if she ever gets jealous with me. Yeah.
She said no, and it hurt my feelings. It made me feel that she doesn't love me or even care. What can I do to get started on getting over this jealous trip?
Oh, okay.
Me and her have been together for now a year, and I don't want it to go down the drain. Thanks, Jesse. Oh.
Yeah, I think psychologically.
Well, that answers Aiden's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's perfect, Aiden.
Yeah.
You gave the perfect thing. But I think, you know, he says here, you know, is it like me? Every time I get jealous, my stomach hurts. And, you know, I mean, if she doesn't answer your page or, you know, she's not home, dude, you've got to think, who kind of made you feel betrayed, or like who lied to you in the past, and who did you feel like was betraying you in the past in your life? You know, if it was a parent or if it was somebody like that, then sometimes, you know, naturally we start to get, and I hate to use the word paranoid.
No, go.
But we start to get paranoid about other people betraying us. So if we have been hurt or betrayed by parents or friends or something in the past, when we're ready to get around to relationships, then if they don't do everything that you want them to do, then we go to the fear place of, ooh, they're probably, because of old tapes of the reality that maybe people have hurt you or treated you.
Almost like the preconceived notions that the past have placed, like, for you.
So Jesse, try to figure out, you know, why you're having these paranoid reactions. And if she's telling you, I'm not doing this, man. I'm just busy, or I'm studying with my girlfriends, or I'm going out. And when I don't text you back right away, I'm just doing something else. It's not about you. And if you don't get it, you know, you got to get some help, dude.
Yeah.
Unless she really is, and you found out that she's cheating on you, then
well,
get rid of her. But
if she's vague about the scenario and she's holding back, and you can just tell, and she's never really completely open to you about the scenario, then it's just blatantly obvious that something is going on. But that could not be the case. She could be saying, no, I was just having a study session with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I was just out at lunch with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or I was... Yeah, just... Just make sure that the scenario she's putting forth is, you know, there. Because if it's not, then she's hiding something.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally.
You know.
That's just what it comes down to. You know, I think it also, to close this one up, I think it sounds, comes a lot down to logic. You know, like, if there's logical reasoning for you to think that she is cheating on you or something is going wrong within the relationship, then yes. Like, there you go. Like, that's logical reasoning for you to think. But if that's just, like, within you, like, you're just, like, you know, doubts for no apparent reason that are just, you know, just, I don't know, doubts within yourself that you feel something, you know, isn't going your way, then I would talk to her about it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that one. I want to move on to an email. Let's see. Hi, Dave. I've been with my boyfriend for 11 months, and I love him very much. He says he loves me, too. But I find myself doubting this a lot, as he has in the past threatened to hit me.
What?
Okay, wait.
Oh,
before we read on there,
no.
Let's think about the moralities that are placed behind love from the get-go.
Yeah.
And think about the respect that's needed for a person in a relationship.
Yep.
Yeah.
You need to respect them as a person. And clearly, if he's threatened to hit you, he thinks lower of you than he does with other people. And he needs to be able to see eye to eye with you.
Right. Right.
And honestly, I would just... I don't have to read any more of this. In my opinion, I hear you.
Yeah.
I would just drop him right now, move on.
Yeah.
Because you need to find somebody that's willing to comfort you and not threaten you.
No, kidding.
As you were talking, I was reading on this email.
Read the rest of it.
Yeah.
This is really sad.
Definitely. I'm right there with Aiden and Doc Michelle. To go on, I don't know if he really means it. This was after he threatened to hit me. He has a very bad temper and had a terrible childhood, which I think has affected him quite seriously.
You think?
The criticism he makes in regards to my hair, clothes, finances, etc. are increasing and very hurtful.
Well. Mm.
Shit.
When I complain about the things he says to me, what does that say?
Go for it.
When I complain about the things he says to me, he just laughs and says that I'm being too sensitive. Huh. Our most recent argument was over something insignificant, and he threatened to hit me, shouted and called me names, which hurt me a lot. I don't understand why he hurts me so much if he loves me. I don't want to get to the stage where I feel constantly threatened. We wanted to get engaged soon, but now I'm not so sure. He gets angry very easily over small things. I feel like I'm losing my identity and often find myself doing things just to please him. This is my first relationship. I don't want to lose him as I love him. Oh. Okay. But he hurts me a lot. Help, Katie.
May I, please?
Yeah.
Go.
Aiden.
Go, okay. Guy. You go.
The mic is yours.
So, you say this is your first relationship where you've really felt the love, and it probably felt great at the beginning where it first sparked. You were happy with it, but, you know, at this point, you don't want to trick yourself.
Yeah.
You don't want to say, no, but I really love him.
Right.
He was my first love, and I don't want to let him go. Dude, drop him.
Way to go.
There's more love out there. There's somebody out there who's willing to comfort you instead of call you names. Yeah.
He needs therapy.
You.
He needs to get some anger management.
Yeah, he definitely does.
I love emails that I get where some of them are just like so completely blatantly obvious. What you should do in the situation.
Yeah.
But you see, it's not for her because her thought process is just distorted by love,
because
and she can't help it.
There's history, you know, there's energy, there's time, there's all this emotion that's been put in, you know, two thoughts and just like the way that she perceives this guy. Of course it's going
to
be based,
and also, Katie, you have to think about what is it within you that wants to be a victim of someone who's yelling at you, someone who's threatening to hit you. What within you is allowing yourself to be the victim of this?
Yeah.
I think it's just that she doesn't want to let go of it.
Yeah.
Because she does still have those feelings for him inside of her, and she's got to drop him.
Yeah,
totally. I mean,
dump him.
Think about it, dude. The love that you're supposed to have isn't supposed to be, you know, your boyfriend yelling at you, calling you names, threatening to hit
what
you.
A jerk.
And, it, you know, in most cases when it comes to a relationship, they all have their ups and downs. And I would say, think about the positives. Don't get caught up in the moment and think, oh, no, he's being so mean to me.
Yeah.
I just can't do this. I would say think about the positives. But in this case, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and they've been together 11 months. I can't believe she's put up with this for 11 months.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it might not have been like that from the start.
Yeah, that's true. He might have been on good behavior, huh?
Yeah. But, I mean, and that could be what's keeping her from leaving him because there's that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say that possibility's gone and he's got to be left.
You know what's interesting? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. It's cool. I was just going to say, I agree with Aiden. Go on, Dr. Michelle.
No, what's interesting to me, too, is I'm wondering if her friends or her parents or family members are going, what are you doing?
Yeah,
is she staying with them, because she's rebelling?
I think that, like, this goes way beyond us. You know, like, this is one of those things where, like yes, there's, you know, clearly something wrong here. Katie, I would just suggest to you that, you know, life is so much better than that.
Exactly.
It really is. Like, not even just, like just, like, heart-to-heart, like,
right.
Life is so much better.
Yeah, you can find somebody who's much better than that. Yeah. You know, you're young, you sound great. You don't need to settle for someone who
I'd say
is abusive.
Yeah. Do not trick yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
Guys, this has been Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening, for talking on the air. You have listened to LATalkRadio.com Teen Trends with Dave and Friends every Sunday from 1 to 2. We had Aiden.
Hey, hey.
We had the greatest, Dr. Michelle.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, thank you. And I am David Cohen, your host. This has been Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You guys, get a job, man. Get a job. Get some income. And I don't know. Good luck, Josh. I hope he helped you.
And to the rest of the emails.
Yeah.
Thank you for writing, everybody. Yeah. That's awesome.
You guys have a great Sunday. Bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing flashing rays of colored light. Come back here. Your name, I wouldn't know what to say, just the same.